3186, and what we're going to do right now is move for a rule suspension for the purpose of accepting conceptual amendments here. Do we have any objections? Okay, we have no objections. That motion carries. Thank you. Okay, Greg McMurdo. Greg, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Wanted to have you give us a rundown for a moment. You know, we when we sent this bill over to the Senate, it was such an innocent bill. And it has come back in different form, and I wanted you to address the Senate amendments, if you would. What the impetus was behind it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For your record, Greg McMurdo from the Department of Education, and with me is Anita McClanahan, who is also with the Department of Education. You are correct in that the Senate amendments don't appear to have anything, and indeed probably don't have really anything to do with the bill as it left the House. But we think they are good amendments. And briefly, what the bill, the Senate amendments do would authorize child development specialists to practice in the middle schools and the high schools. Under current law, they're restricted to elementary schools. So the bill, as it comes back to you from the Senate, makes that change. It also provides a sunset clause for that expansion of authority to practice. The rationale behind the sunset clause was there were some concerns on the part of some that they weren't certain of what the effect of that amendment would be as far as potential of supplanting the use of counselors in schools, and I think some other concerns. And we agreed that a two-year sunset clause would be a reasonable way to allay those fears. It would give the department a chance to look and see how those things were working. And those people that did have concerns, it would give them a chance to look at that also. So that's how the bill comes back to you. I understand you have some perhaps further amendments that I am, I think, vaguely aware of that I think just probably will further ease any uneasiness there is with the bill.
All right. Thank you. Could you tell us why the Senate amendments in the first place?
Why they were put on the...
Yeah, yes. Whose idea?
The idea came from former Senator Cohen, who was sitting here, and actually from employees of the Beaverton School District, who believed that some of the problems that they were experiencing and that they believed were not unique to them, but were common in other schools with respect to, I guess, for lack of a better word, developmental problems with adolescents, could be addressed by these same child development specialists if they were allowed to practice in the higher grade levels.
Thank you. Any particular reason that...
We're under call.
Oh, we are. Okay.
I'll hold my thought.
All right. Please do. We will recess for an indeterminate amount of time. We'll be back shortly.
Okay. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, I am sure. This is the last one.
Is it me or is this room hot?